Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, guys. Welcome to another edition of Live in the Day with Jay. I'm your host, Jay. Thank you for joining me for yet another great show. Got a lot of good things we're going to talk about. We got some things that's probably going to be a little uncomfortable for some people, but it's okay. So we're going to talk. Today, we're going to be joined with, for you guys that have been watching Shop Talk or whatever the case may be, we're going to be joined by none other than Love Jones Creators, which is coming to Gastonia tomorrow night. Alani, Renee, Nicole, and Ivy Barnes, they are better known as Bella and Ivy, and they are going to be on the show telling us a little bit about the event tomorrow night in Gastonia at Shep's Restaurant in Gastonia. I think that you guys are going to really, truly like it. I think that you guys are going to be missing out if you don't go get tickets for this event, because it's going to be a dope event. Yours truly would definitely be up in the house. I am trying to make sure that what we are exposing the community to is a great thing. And it is. It is. You know, that's something that we need to definitely talk about on the show today, because we have very, very interesting views when it comes to being one unit in Gastonia. And I threw a little something out there on Facebook yesterday, and the contrasting answer that I had for the question, and I'll tell you the question in a little bit, was very interesting to me. But anyhow, number to call today is 516-531-9315. That number again is 516-531-9315. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about what it's going to take to bring together a community that we know is thriving right now in the Gastonia area. What is it going to take? Is it going to take more heartache and pain, or are we going to be able to really, truly thrive this year? That's what I think. That's what I hope. That's what I want for this community and the surrounding area. Number again is 516-531-9315. That number again is 516-531-9315. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
My hand, so I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
world. You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret, and you are now live in the day with the brother Jay. blogtalkradio.com, green light ink, it's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 516-531-9315. Again, that number is 516-531-9315. Guys, momentarily we will be joined by none other than Bella and Ivy, the creators of Love Jones, which is happening in Gastonia, North Carolina, tomorrow night at Chef's Front on Main Street in Gastonia. Well, I can't remember the name of that one street that it's on, but I know if you look that way, you will head that way, you will find Shep's Restaurant, and you will be able to go and experience Love Jones, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. So definitely check it out. All right. Now, I don't know what we are going to be looking like in our communities in the next 6 months, that we have the right attitude right now. I think that there are people who are wanting to make things happen on a positive level in our communities right now. But I also think we have a lot of adversary. I think that we have a stigmatism about us that we can't shake. And sometimes that crab in the barrel mentality, I know it's overly used, but sometimes that crab in the barrel mentality has really put its ugly mark in our community when it comes to us trying to do for one another, for us trying to do for our younger generation, which are screaming for us to give them some guidance right now. So what do you do? I posed a question on Facebook. I asked the men of Gastonia. I said, is there any such thing as camaraderie anymore in Gastonia? And it was interesting, the response I got. For the most part, a lot of people said no. They said no, but it needs to be. And I agree, it does need to be. If you're thinking no, which I do feel that on some days, and this is crazy, on some days it can be no, on some days it can be yes. It's situational. And that's what we got to get away from. We cannot be situational people. We cannot be reactive people. We have to start being proactive. I keep saying that. And I don't know why it seems like being proactive is a bad thing. Because it's not. It's not. Why would you not want to have a nice community? Why would you not want to have, like, especially for our elderly, why would you not want to have a community where they can go and sit on their front porches again and just enjoy life? You know, I remember growing up where we used to sit in the front yard, sit on the porch, you know, just hanging out, just enjoying life. People don't do that anymore because, one, a lot of times you're scared of, I'm not going to say you're scared, but you just don't feel comfortable to be able to sit on your porch and look around you. Some people get aggravated with what they're seeing. And I would too. I wouldn't want to see a bunch of young people selling drugs on the corner. And a lot of old people who know they need to be sitting their behinds down somewhere selling drugs on the corner. Young teenage pregnancies, prostitution, crime at an all-time high. Don't nobody want to see that in their community. So the first thing I say to you is please exercise your right to vote. Not only exercise your right to vote, but make sure you're voting for the right people. Make sure that the people you're putting in places of power and authority have your agenda, not their agenda. Make sure that they're going to do what you want them to do for your community. Y'all stop just going and just playing the popular vote. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Now, I think the consensus right now locally, on the city side, I think they got it going on right now. I think they have what you would call a dream team. But those county dudes, you know what? We're going to say that for another show. We're going to say that for another show. This is why you need to be informed. This is why you need to make sure that you exercise your right to vote. I'm telling you, people can talk a big game, but numbers, Dr. King had it. Dr. King knew. He knew that he could talk all day long and people would probably listen to him. They would probably be hyped about him for the moment. They would probably be ready to be down for whatever at the moment. But if he was speaking by himself, with himself, as soon as he got through speaking, they were going to go back to doing the regular norm. But he knew if he had numbers, that speaks volumes. Speaks volumes. When you have 1 million people that feel the same way you feel, that is passionate about the same thing you're passionate about, that wants growth in their community, for their young people, for their elderly. When you have that many people that feel the same way and is demanding change, you, guess what? You're going to get it. You're going to get that change. Now, it didn't come with any trial, without trial or tribulation, which is the unfortunate part, because you're still going to have those people who are not going to like you because of the way you pray, the way you look, what you dress like, who you love, whatever. You still have those people. And those are some of the things, the stigmatisms that we need to start really looking at. I don't care who you pray to. I don't care who you're in love with. That's none of my business. But if you treat me like a person, respectfully, if you treat my children like they should be treated, you treat my wife like she should be treated, I ain't got no problem with you. If you stand for something that's right, I'll rock with you all day long. But if you're sitting up hollering a bunch of chaos, nah, I'll exit stage right. Because I don't need chaos, any more chaos in my world. And you know, I say this a lot, but I listened to something Charlemagne the God said. And I stand on it, y'all. Charlemagne said that if it is not right for his mental, if it's not good for his mental, he walk away. That is exactly how I am. If it's not good for my mental, I don't speak on it. I see a lot of things. I hear a lot of people talking. And most of the time, some of them have something to say. But every now and then you get some that just start talking just to be talking. Just talking to be talking. It's like they that person that, you know, like today, you can go outside, man, it's some beautiful weather, isn't it? Yeah, but it might rain. That type of person. Nah, exit stage right. I don't deal with that. I don't deal with that. Who has time for that? After the year we've had as a people last year, who in their right mind have time to be dealing with somebody who's negative all the time? Not I. Not I. I will not do it. I refuse to do it. Because that is not what life is all about. It's not. It's not what it's all about. Number to call is 516-531-9315. Guys, that number again is 516-531-9315. You guys, when we come back, we are going to be joined by none other than the creators of Love Jones, Bella and Ivy. You guys got to stay tuned for this because it's going to be a great interview. I promise you, you're live in the day with Jay.
I feel the haze of life surrounding me. A patch of fog is closing in to dim my sanity. So almost switch to high beam. Climb adversity like the walls of Berlin. Her wind, it going gets rough, you tuck in your chin. I lived enough to get the scuffs and scars. I played the boulevard, but never had to see them bars. I guess I'm lucky, new kids that did me shiesty. My life is priceless in the end. They all got stuck for mega bucks, I'm what they can't touch. You break me down and I rebuild again. Give me the tools I need to use for ever questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building, called Pavilion. My offspring, I share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, you remember this one. After cut, they got you over the hump, plus it bumped. The speakers of pound my lyrics. I'm laying down to be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent, never falling off, I'll push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory, it ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle, to stay on top, takes muscle, hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5, my life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat, no time for friends that wanna think and become foes, I roll solo down the yellow brick road, the sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away, I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they circle in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a myth. I replied.
lie. Gen of 666, Gen of 666. Escapism. Like dodgeball.
Life is like dodgeball.
You get hit.
You get hit.
Get up.
Get up.
Dodge again and again and again.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
That number again is 516-531-9315. Real quick, want to take the time real quick to say I appreciate you guys for continuing to support the show. This is what it's all about. We have to continue to support one another on many fronts. It always isn't about money. It's just about support. Sometimes all I ask, well, all the time, all I ask is just for a little click and like and share. That's all I ask. And want to take the time to also say I appreciate Bakersfield, California, you guys out there, South Philly, Chicago, New York, Little Rock, Arkansas, Houston, Seattle, please, anybody I forgot, Tallahassee, Florida, please, I really appreciate you guys continuing to support the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys, some of you guys from some of those places say some dope things about the show, and I do this show for you because I know that we need a platform to be able to communicate. Now, speaking of communicating, I can't wait to bring these guests on. If you haven't heard about the show that's been going on in Gastonia called Love Jones, then I think you need to not book another trip to Mars and stay here on Earth so you can find out what's going on, because these two individuals that I'm getting ready to bring on are doing some major work in Gastonia, bringing major entertainers here. And if you missing it, then trust me, you better be like Spike Lee and get on the bus and find out what's going on right now. So without further ado, I want to bring on the show none other than what they say, Bella and Ivy, the creators of Love Jones. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
How you guys
doing?
Thank you.
You're doing great.
Hey, you know what? I am really super hyped about tomorrow night. I think you guys are getting ready to do some more damage to Gastonia.
Damage is not even a word.
Now, I know that you guys are you're busy right now preparing for the show for tomorrow night. I'm not going to hold you guys long, but for the listeners out there, please tell them a little bit about yourselves, starting with Miss Bella.
Ladies first, huh?
always.
Well, Bella is a I don't want to call it a stage name because it's not a stage name, but it is an alias for who I am, which is Alani Renee Nicole. And I've been in the entertainment industry for over 20 years. I was asked by Mr. Ivy to join this grand venture of Love Jones, which is something that he is his brainchild and that he has carried for a few years and decided to bring it back 2021. So I'm super excited to be a part of Bella and Ivy, and just super excited to see where this thing goes and as it grows and we bring in new entertainment, see how the community is receptive to what we're doing and just keep pushing forward. But as for me, as a poet and a writer and a creator and a coach, jumping leaps and bounds and stepping into this other realm of entertainment is super exciting for me. So I'm excited about what's going on for sure.
Yeah, and you're talking about 20 years in the business. You like you about 20 now.
Ah, I wish. I wish. I'm rolling up, and I am unapologetic about rolling up on 40 in December. So I'm, I'm good.
Wow. Wow. Look at God. Look at God. I ain't no pastor, so y'all don't get it twisted. But look at God.
Right.
My man Ivy, with that huge brain of yours, man. I knew you had a lot inside there. You wasn't letting it out when we was connected earlier.
My God. Nah, man. It's just trying to stay focused on, you know, doing something to consistently try to bring our people together in a way where we can connect and celebrate each other and network, you know.
Okay. Now, are you originally from this area?
Originally from Jersey, but I've been in North Carolina really long enough to say I'm from here, man. So,
oh, well, we claim you.
You know, I went. You said we. I represent, you know, Panthers on a good day, depending on what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Right now, this ain't, it ain't been looking too good.
Now, with the show tomorrow night, can you tell the listeners how they can get tickets, how they can get tickets, where it's going to be, what time, and all that good stuff? And matter of fact, we're going to give away some tickets. The radio show is going to give away some tickets also. So y'all stay tuned for that. But go ahead.
So you can find all the information that you need. So you can find all the information that you need to know about the show at bellaandivy.com. That's B-E-L-L-A and A-N-D, Ivy, I-V-E-Y.com. And the show starts at 7 p.m. at Shep's Venue in downtown Gastonia, North Carolina. The address is 124 South Street. And the tickets, general admission online, are $15. We have sold out of the couples VIP, but I believe we have two more four-person VIPs, which are $100, and that does include your bottle. But the show starts at 7 o'clock. Let me tell you, what you don't want to do is show up at 7:15. What you don't want to do is show up at 7:45. What you don't want to do is show up at 8 o'clock for two reasons. Reason number one, this is not a walk-in, chill kind of event. This is a showcase, and there is something going on every single minute. From 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., you are set to be entertained. The second reason why you do not want to be late or that you want to get your ticket online and be ready is because ticket sales go up at the door. So listen, jump online, go ahead and get your ticket. Don't wait till the last minute because there's no guarantee there's going to be a seat for your butt when you get there. So let me tell you. It's going to be crowded. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be artistic. It's going to be sensual, and it's going to be grown and sexy.
Wow. Now with the VIP, what all includes with the VIP?
So, of course, you have your private seating away. So if you're COVID scared, VIP is the way you want to go because we're tucking you away in your own private villa for the night, okay? You'll have bottle service, and your VIP ticket does include a bottle of wine. So when you purchase your VIP ticket online, you are able to choose from our list of wines there.
Okay. All right. Now, if people want to order food, is there going to be a menu that they can order from, or?
Ivy, you can have that one.
Oh, yes. So Shep's Venue, he has a menu there. You can definitely order food. He's got a pretty good selection of food there. I'm going to tell you, the fried okra is amazing. But, yeah, you'll definitely be able to order food.
Okay. Yeah, I keep hearing about that fried okra, so I definitely need to try it out.
James, listen, don't play with it. It's serious.
It's serious.
Like, it's an addiction. It really is.
Oh, man, I don't know if I want to deal with it if it's going to have me addicted now.
I'm telling you, I think the first time I tried it, I went back maybe 3 or 4 times that week just to get the okra. Like, it's amazing.
It's definitely a problem.
Now, for the average person that comes in that wants to support Love Jones, wants to come to the show, what can they expect?
I think just an experience, something different. Art, just a celebration of art. And an environment where it's welcoming to everybody and it's about love and supporting each other and celebrating each other and celebrating our talents, man. So, come with expectations to feel good.
Yeah, now I hear you got some pretty big names, involved in this also.
Yeah, we have some, we got some amazing talent. This go around. I don't know how many of the listeners have experienced the Punani experience, but we have Miss Head Doctor herself, Ghetto Girl Blues, Jessica Holter in the building tomorrow night. So if you have never experienced the Punani show and this is the closest you're going to get to it, you need to be in the building. She is a phenomenal writer and poet. So I'm super excited to have her there. We are also having, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Okay. We're also going to have RR, which my first time experiencing him was at our last event where he came and did open mic, but I had no idea that he was so talented and that he had already established a crazy following. So we're super excited to hear him spit on the mic as well as sing us a couple of tunes. So he's going to be in the building. We have some surprise special guests coming in the building. We can't even drop them bombs on y'all tonight. I'm not even going to do that. Be Natural, the band, is going to be in the building, which is a phenomenal band. We have Weirdo Entertainment with DJ Taz, who will be displaying the art of DJing, which is going to be a really dope segment. But the thing that I think that I'm the most excited about is our body paint artist. So we're going to have live body painting, y'all. Like, where they do that?
Wow. That sounds really dope. And it sounds like that this is well thought out, well planned out, and it is well put together. So I can't wait. Now, if they want to show up late, how much will the tickets be at the door?
They will be $20 at the door.
Hold up. We don't know.
Oh, I didn't even see that one coming.
It depends on what time you get.
So that might be at the door.
Right. Well, for now, let me clear that up. For now, they're $20 at the store. And so it's not that much more, but listen, you really don't want to wait until the last minute. We experienced this with our last show last month where we had sold almost out online, and then we had this rush of people that came at the last minute at the door, and it was, people were standing and huddled in corners, and it was a lot going on. It was a lot of people in the building trying to experience what we were putting on that night. So I encourage you all to go ahead and get your tickets. Tickets are going to be sold online until 5 o'clock tomorrow. After 5 o'clock p.m., ticket sales online will no longer be available, and you will have to purchase your tickets at the door.
Wow. And you know, what is the vision for Gastonia that you guys are trying to instill by bringing shows like this to the area? What are you wanting people to really get out of it?
Just to open that eyes to something different, man, and just to experience a different form of entertainment, and it being celebrating each other, celebrating our arts, recognizing how gifted we are, how talented we are. You know what I'm saying? And then from that, we build relationships to, you know, we're in a unique time in Gastonia where we're centered right in the middle of the new casino and in downtown Charlotte. So it just puts us in a great opportunity situation, man. And so if we just come together and recognize the power in numbers, you know, I think that, you know, this is just a space for us to come, you know, and start that, you know. This is a catalyst for building relationships with each other and celebrating each other. Instead of always beefing and always having issues with somebody doing something different than you doing, so we got to compare. Nah, man, we all doing something different. And in this fight, which is a very important fight, there are a million pieces that need to move strategically, and we got to celebrate those and support those. And, you know, that's what this is about, brother.
Right, and that is one of the most profound thoughts that people need to keep in mind, that there's many, just like there's many pathways to God, there's many pathways to success, there's many pathways to communication, and we need to explore every last one of them, and everyone meet at the end of all those paths to one universal spot so we can finally live like we say we want to live.
Right.
You know, exactly. Now I must say that I need to let you guys know that this is a grown and sexy event, correct?
Yes, it is definitely for the grown and sexy. So don't come in your sneakers or your fitties. And believe me, I will rock a nice fitted, okay? But not tomorrow night. I will be Beyonce. So I need everybody that's coming in those doors to make sure you are you're dressed to your finest, not only because you deserve to look good, but because you don't know who you're going to meet in there. You want your first impression to be a great one. And the vibe is just so chill, and you'll be able to meet so many different people, not just the artists, but just the regular folks that are coming in the door, that it's for the very reason that you and Ivy were just speaking about, is to build those connections and grow so we can learn who's in the building, so we can know how to help each other.
Yeah, and leave your kids at home.
Oh,
don't you dare bring your kids to this one.
Y'all been little kids.
Leave them kids at home
unless y'all want some sex ed from Bella and Ivy.
All right, but we're charging $5 an hour for babysitting. So if you want, no, I'm kidding. Don't bring your kids.
Yeah.
Y'all don't bring those kids. Y'all leave those kids at home.
Go
ahead,
can
bro.
I shout out the vendors, man? We always forget to shout our vendors out, man, and they're definitely a very important part of our show because they all create their own products, so that's a art form in itself, and it just highlights our talent, you know, and our creativity. So Lion Mane Bear, Sierra Rain, Unbox Me, and got one more, Glam and Glow Aesthetics, man.
Okay.
All these are young entrepreneurs that have created their own products and are coming. So make sure you come support the vendors out there tomorrow too, man. They'll be representing tomorrow.
Wow! So you're gonna have vendors out there. You're gonna have all these body painting, which is I'm ready to see the body painting myself. y'all. I didn't say that, did I? Did I just say that? I said that out loud. I know my wife listening to this show. We going to see the body painting. Let me fix that.
All right now.
We coming to see body painting. But, you know, I think that, you know, just looking at the totality of the event, and I think it is going to be one dope event. I think that, my hope is that people lash on, and I hope that people understand what you guys have put into this and what you guys have put being your trust in the community, the surrounding community, that you will come and support local events like this, because we can do exactly what they do in Charlotte right here in Gastonia, even more.
Right.
We just got to do it and be supportive of one another and just lay down all that jealousy and hate, because, man, that stuff need to be checked at the door. It's not all about that. So I'm really excited for you guys. I know you guys have got stuff to do. I know you are getting ready to rehearse and all that good stuff. So I appreciate you coming on the show. I appreciate you really inviting me into your world, because I think it's going to be a magical event tomorrow. I'm really excited. Is there anything you want to leave the listeners with?
Go get those tickets.
Better get
those
tickets.
Definitely. Go get them tickets. And keep supporting this show right here. Make sure y'all tune in, man. Keep supporting the show. It's definitely
love,
a good
man.
Platform that's needed for our community.
One love. I appreciate that. Y'all, I appreciate you coming on the show, Bella and Ivy, Alani Renee and Ivy Barnes. I appreciate you. I will see you guys tomorrow night.
All
love
right,
you, brother.
Bring your
back. All right.
Bring your
love
body
you more.
Paint, James.
No. Well, wait a minute. Now you didn't say nothing about bringing some paint.
We got now, a special section just for you.
Oh hell!
All right, brother. We love you. We'll
all right.
See you tomorrow.
I love you guys more. I'll talk to you later. All right.
All right. Bye.
Peace.
Peace. All right, number to call is 516-531-9315. That number again is 516-531-9315. I promise you guys, you want to check this show out tomorrow. And also, you want to keep your eyes on Live in the Day with Jay Facebook page, because I am going to make sure that we give away a couple of tickets for the show. So you guys want to check the page out today, and there's going to be a couple of things. And if you can complete it, then you will find yourself with a ticket to the show. So I really want you guys to support what's going on in your local area, because it's really important that we show each other that love. All right. Number to call is 516-531-9315. We come back, we're going to talk about some really serious stuff. Okay. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
some children. Never once will I intend to ever make you sad. This is what I do, baby. Wanna raise a family with my girl. To my world, you're so endless to me. I want you for my queen. Your love, it's needed your touch. After all, I choose to fall.
Man, I'm not looking for a boo thing. I'm looking for something, you know, go to the beach, chill at the park, you know, no strings attached, you know.
Shorty, nice to meet you. Swag when I see you. I just want to ask you, girl, would you be my lady? My baby, because I want you in my life.
Dreams, ain't no feelings involved, and ain't no going no dates, ain't no hitting them all. I need the love for this summer, waiting on fall to reach. So I make a love rain down, then we fall asleep. She know a position, no roles will be flipping. I only see you after 12, and she know it's no kissing. They say I got my pimp hand strong, I don't work it out. A missed call lead to a text, and she wanna work it out.
Shorty, nice to meet you. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? But baby, cause I want you in my life.
I met her over the summer, and that's when the love began. I admit that I had my share of requests, I ain't accept them all. I had a few chicks that was down, but most accepted all. I ain't into all of the weave and facial makeup. I want the kind of girl still beautiful when she wake up. She can take up all of my FaceTime. I run the club, but I make the trip in the winter to see my summer love. Had her out in public, niggas thought we was dating. Girls giving the looks, you know how them bitches be hating. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. She whispering in my ear, she keep telling me that she love me. Asking for a name, said it was nice to meet ya. Then asked her on a date, said it'd be nice to treat ya. I ain't running game, you got all of them wifey features. And I'm just trying to ask for the privilege of right to meet ya.
Shorty, nice to meet ya. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? My baby, cause I want you. Got me tripping over my Jordan 13 sneakers. Clear about your features. Got me reminiscing and thinking about the old school when we watch FIFA. Kissing under the bleachers. Touching and fondling, hugging. Man, it ain't nothing like that good summer love. Cause you ain't got nothing on me.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
them again, 516-531-9315. Real quick, well, I'm not going to be quick with it. I want you guys to, you guys know I am not going to get off the air today without saying something to my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful black women out there, and just letting them know that we appreciate you. I know this is Women's History Month. I know this is, we celebrating women this month, and I got some really cool shows planned. Just to celebrate the woman, because I don't feel like we do that enough. Not only my black women, but, you know, all women. Kudos to you all, because I know it has to be rough being a woman, but be a woman, that is. But I know you guys, or you ladies, are doing it with grace, and you continue to keep the family going. You continue to be the backbone of the family. You continue to be the backbone in the community. You continue to be the backbone in classrooms. You are doing things at an alarming rate, and sometimes it seems like no one wants to notice, but we do. We see you. We see you, and we know that we as men need to step our game up and protect you even more than what we are doing. And when I say protect, I don't mean you're defenseless. I mean, we need to make sure that your pathway to success is just as wide as our pathways to success as males. So kudos to all the women out here who are doing things and making things happen. And the ones that are wanting to make things happen, kudos to you. We're going to do a few shows where we're going to celebrate nothing but the success of the woman and what they have been doing right now in this nation, in our lifetime. So if you don't do anything else, please, please, please let our women know how much we love them, how much we look up to them, how much we secure a safe, happy lifestyle, and how we as men want to take care of their hearts, want to embellish in their minds, and continue to do the things that we need to do so that they can grow even more. Because I'm telling you, it ain't nothing like having a smart chick on your side. Yes, I called y'all chicks. Have a smart one on your side, and you know what you got. And I mean, if you ain't experienced that, then you ain't living, brothers. You ain't living. Number to call is 516-531-9315. Guys, thank you for continuing to support the show, because it is what needs to happen. We need to continue to support one another. We need to continue to do the right things when it comes to fighting for justice reform, fighting for educational reform, fighting for clean communities, better jobs. We need to continue to fight for those things and do it in the right manner. You know, hey, I'm down with, you know, marching. I understand. I used to march. I used to go out in the streets and march, and still will. So I understand marching. But there is a lot more ways, guys, that we can get some things done effectively. Marching has its place. Trust and believe, it has its place. And our young people are showing you how much it has its place. Kudos to you. But there's some more ways that we can effectively make things happen on a better level for our community and for our young people. And that's what we need to do. We have to do that. So, hey, look, guys, I want to take the time to thank you for continuing to support the show. Thank you, guys, because I do this show for you. I want you guys to understand that this show is definitely a show where I am going to give you the platform to do and say the things that you need to do and say to get out to the community, because we have to be aware. Knowledge is key. I'm not saying knowledge is king. I'm saying knowledge is key. Knowledge is key for your way to success. Knowledge is key for your way to grow. Knowledge is key for our young people to be able to survive this mean, mean, terrible world that we live in. And trust me, it can be mean. So I tell you guys, like I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. You guys, and I mean all of you guys, have definitely been live in the day with Jay. Make sure you watching the Facebook page, Live in the Day with Jay, today and the beginning of tomorrow, to win tickets to Bella and Ivy's Love Jones tomorrow night, Gastonia Chef Restaurant, 7 o'clock p.m. You guys definitely need to be there. And if all else fails, you've been live in the day with Jay. See you tomorrow. All right, Facebook.